Not going to be participating on the any of the on-field events. I'm going to save all that for our pro day on April 16th. 6.5, 207 pounds. Yeah, that's the goal right now. Pretty much doing everything already, just not full speed. We're continuing to build up, get stronger, get more flexible every day. It feels great, and like I said, by pro day, doctors, myself, feel like I'll be good to go.
Head coach Ron Rivera, podium A. Carolina Panthers head coach Ron Rivera, podium A.
Just impress them with these meetings. When you get a chance to sit down with the quarterback coaches, offensive coordinators, head coaches, whoever it may be, just have to impress them with your knowledge of the game, understanding the game. Luckily for us, you know, like myself and Taj and Connor, you know, we have a lot of film, you know, so I mean they just have to turn the tape and just speaking of myself, I have 52 games for them to watch, so they have a lot of film to analyze and critique and watch and see if they like. But like I said, what I can do right now is just get in those meetings, impress them with my knowledge of the game, of offense, defenses, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, the success, how long, playing in the SEC definitely helps as well, playing against the top competition week in, week out. So like I said, a lot of film, so we just got to find the right match. I see Dr. Andrews pretty much about every week. Right now the knee's feeling awesome and fully expect come April 16th, our pro day, I'll be full go doing everything out there for our pro day. Just understand that it's a process that, you know, I got to have the right mindset that if I want to get back to pro, if I want to be able to participate in pro day, I got to grind. There's no feeling sorry for myself. There's no taking days off. It's a challenge, but I always like a new challenge, and I'm facing it head on. And like I said, we're grinding every single day, no days off. And right now we're way ahead of schedule, and it's feeling great. Obviously, like I said, we're talking about, I wish I can go out there and compete and wish I could have played in the Senior Bowl, wish I could have done everything out here this week. But, like I said, it's a process. I got to trust in, the recovery. I have to trust in my doctors and know that I'm getting better. I'm getting stronger. And I'll have to go out there and have an awesome pro day. And like I said earlier, I just have to take advantage of these meetings, these opportunities to meet with these teams and just show them that mentally, I'm capable of handling this next level. It might have, but like I said, I have 52 games. I think I have more film than any other quarterback in this draft right now. So I think they have plenty of film to watch of myself. Obviously, I would have loved to go out there and participate and compete and go out there and show what I can do, but I couldn't. And we'll see what happens. I really haven't had any trouble at all. You know, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. We had the biggest, on paper, biggest offensive line in the world. We had the biggest offensive line in college and pro. We averaged like 6'4", 6'5", like 320 pounds. And I threw for like 35, 36 touchdowns that year, so no problems at all. So it's not any – as a quarterback, you're not really looking over offensive linemen. You're looking through throwing lanes. And, you know, you just have to be able to use your feet, maneuver on the pocket, be able to stay in a position and throw the ball accurately, and then deliver the strike. Oh, yeah. I've talked to Matthew Stafford a little bit. He's given me some advice. I've talked to Ryan Tannehill a little bit as well. And some from former Georgia quarterbacks like David Green, DJ Shockley, guys who play in the league for a little bit who have been great mentors my entire career at Georgia and also giving me some tips heading into this process. I've talked to Marv a little bit. I saw him over the winter break. We did a little bit of rehab together. I talked to guys like Marcus Lattimore. I talked to him a great deal just about his recovery. Obviously, his was a little bit more extreme than mine, but just, what he did, the rehab process, again, back and going, and he's been a huge help as well. First, my parents. I mean, my parents are extremely hard workers, so they really instilled that in myself, that work ethic. But great high school coach who really taught me a lot about how to watch film, how to break down film, and that just easily translated over to college. I have not yet. I wouldn't complain. So we'll see if there's an opportunity these next couple nights to talk with them. That was, out of all 4 years playing, that was probably the most fun I've ever had of playing football at my time at Georgia. It was an awesome game, back and forth. To come down to that final drive, to throw the touchdown, to win it, and you know, obviously get the deflection to end the game right then and there. It was a huge win for us as a program, just with all the negativity swirling around, you know, Georgia can't win the big games, and to win versus a top 10 opponent, college game day there, and it was a special time. Like I said, it was just an awesome game to witness. If you're an offensive fan, that's for sure. Not so much defensively. Just my football smarts, my understanding of offenses, my understanding of defenses, explain what we ran at Georgia and how that can help me easy or help to transition into the NFL a lot easier than other quarterbacks. Just and also my personality, get them to know me, get you know, just general talking, see if everyone likes each other, and then like I said, go to the football from there. Yes. There's so many receivers and quarterbacks, I don't really remember.
How important is it to go to the right team for a quarterback like yourself and the right coach? And when you're being interviewed, are you yourself kind of taking notes and getting the right connection?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's not only them interviewing me, but, you know, me getting to know them a little bit. You know, it's an open conversation. You know, I have questions for them. They have questions for me. And it's a, you know, sort of like speed dating almost. But you definitely want to get the right fit. You don't want to have the right coach. And like I said earlier, I've been really fortunate to have a great high school coach. I think I had one of the best offensive coaches and quarterback coaches in Coach Bobo at Georgia. And those guys really helped me along the way. And I look forward to another great coach in the NFL that's going to help me continue to develop. No, I have not myself. It's just been so focused on getting back in healthy. I think that's the primary focus right now of getting my knee back in shape, throwing, and doing everything else necessary to get ready for this process. Yeah, trust me, I've watched so much film myself. I'm sick of it. I don't know. I guess... first, I just want a coach that's going to push me. You know, I want someone that's going to drive me every single day to improve my footwork, to improve my accuracy, to never be happy with where I'm at, because I'm never happy with where I'm at. I'm always looking to find ways to improve. So just finding a coach that wants to push me, to drive me. And pretty much at Georgia, we ran a variety of different formations, spread, pro-eye, play action, drop back, gun. So really, I feel like I'm capable of playing any type of offense in the NFL. Just because, like I said, we are pretty diverse at Georgia.
Anybody else?
Kevin, how do you, the two-tiered quarterback, whether real or perceived, how do you feel about projecting yourself to
other teams? But, you know, it's, you know, not my decision. You know, I just got to do what I can do right now, and that's, you know, get on the board, talk to these coaches, impress them in these certain different ways, and we'll let the whole process take care of itself, and we'll go from there.